AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. After considering it for years, President Obama has now given his final thumbs down to the Keystone XL pipeline.
The president says Keystone's economic benefits would be tiny, but the harm done to U.S.-led efforts to reach a global climate deal would be serious.
And that's the biggest risk we face. Not acting.
His words delighted Anthony Swift at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
This is a major show of climate leadership by President Obama.
But American Petroleum Institute President Jack Girard called the decision a job killer.
It was solely based on politics and not sound science.
Meantime, TransCanada is mulling its legal options, while congressional Republicans vow the Keystone story is far from over. Mark Smith at the White House.
Russia has suspended all flights to Egypt days after a passenger jet crashed in the Sinai. There's growing speculation that a bomb brought down that plane. Foreign policy analyst Clint Watts.
Whether this was a bomb or not, and I'm more inclined every day to believe that it was, the terrorists have already won. ISIS has already won because they've created a significant impact on the economy for Egypt.
Meantime, the Homeland Security Department is reinforcing security for flights coming into the U.S. from several international cities. 3 days after a six-year-old autistic boy was killed and his father wounded in Louisiana, two police officers have been charged with the shooting. State Police spokesman Colonel Edmondson says body camera footage taken during the shooting was the most disturbing thing he'd ever seen. GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson is fighting back against criticism of his claim that he was offered a scholarship to West Point when he was considering what career path to take.
I think what it shows, and these kinds of things show, is that there is a desperation on behalf of some to try to find a way to tarnish me.
His claim comes in his new book, Gifted Hands. This is AP Radio News. GOP presidential candidate Carly Fiorina went on The View Friday to counter comments made there about her looks, saying she really doesn't care what people say about that.
Don't worry. I have skin plenty thick enough to take whatever people throw at me. I'm making a different point. And the different point is this. I think that there are real issues in this nation that we ought to be able to discuss in a fact-based, civil fashion.
On that show last month, Whoopi Goldberg and other hosts said Fiorina had a demented smile worthy of a Halloween mask during the GOP debate. A former Disney hotel dishwasher in California has been sentenced to a year in jail for trying to trade Disneyland tickets for sex with a 14-year-old girl. The man pleaded guilty on Friday. Former NFL quarterback Donovan McNabb will serve 18 days in an Arizona jail. He's agreed to plead guilty to DUI from an incident that happened in June. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.